Veterans hurt by Biden policies proposed list of nominees for incoming Trump administration. By Christina Wong on November 28, 2024. A community of military veterans who fought against initiatives from the Biden administration they deemed unconstitutional have put together a list of 18 names they would like to see appointed to positions in the incoming Trump administration to help President-elect Donald Trump implement reform in the Pentagon or other agencies. Representatives of the community, which consists of 80,000 disaffected veterans whose military careers were ended or damaged after they challenged the Biden administration's policies, said the list was peer-nominated. These men and women come from field grade and general officer ranks, have staff experience within the DoD headquarters establishment, and have led exemplary careers within the military, government, and private sector. They have each proven themselves as dedicated public servants, standing fast to their duty to defend the Constitution at great peril to their personal interests, they said in a statement accompanying the names. These names do not belong to a special interest group or have vested personal interest. They are merely willing to serve their country again as trusted stewards of the American people, they added. The names are John McAfee, retired Air Force acquisition and space operator, currently Vice President of Integrity Defense Solutions Incorporated. John Tyshert, retired Air Force fighter pilot, test pilot and brigadier general. U.S. Senate candidate, keynote speaker, author and media commentator. Newsmax, Fox News, News Nation, on leadership, innovation, national security and international affairs. Zach Proagno, active duty Air Force lieutenant colonel with over 1,400 hours flying the B-52, F-16, and 13 other aircraft. Retiring June 1, 2025 after 21 years of honorable service. Richard Whitfield, retired Navy O6 Major Commander, 3,500 hours in MH-60 helicopters, DEF Industry Principal Systems Engineer for Rapid Capability R&D. Rob Manis, retired USAF Colonel, Wing Command, Deputy Director A5/8 Global Strike Command, Vice Wing Command, Intelligence, B-1 Bomber Squadron Command 2X Combat Tours Afghanistan, Joint Staff Nuclear Ops, enlisted DoD, Harvard Kennedy School and U.S. Navy War College Master's Degrees. Carmel Tomlinson, U.S. Navy Reserve Captain, Judge Advocate General, 25 years of service. Melissa Cunningham, retired Air Force, Joint Staff, Cyberspace Operations, Warfighter Communications, Inspector General, full-time mom. Ryan Sweezy, retired Air Force fighter pilot, president of Walk the Talk Foundation, a military advisory and advocacy nonprofit. Rob Green, active duty Navy commander, author of the Declaration of Military Accountability and the book Defending the Constitution Behind Enemy Lines. Stephen Simmons, USMC major, separated, 17 years service, SME and manpower policy, retention, and reserve integration. Added $1.5 billion valued to managed programs at Amazon. Congressional whistleblower, founding president, Detroit Area Marines. John Owen, retired O6 Air Force judge advocate. While on active duty served as a prosecutor and defense attorney. An Air Force fellow, a legislative counsel. A wing staff judge advocate, an appellate military judge, and served on HQ Air Force staff. Chris Sage, dedicated over 30 years of service defending our nation with distinction as a decorated active duty senior leader and accomplished F-15E pilot, amassed over 4,600 flight hours, including 1,200 combat hours across 7 deployments, giving him more combat experience than any other active duty general officer fighter pilot. Scott Duncan, retired USMC F-35 instructor pilot and tactics integration department head, fully qualified FA-18 combat veteran and mission commander. Eric Kaltrider, active duty Marine 04 and military police officer, served in Asia, North Africa, Europe, East and West Coast U.S. tours, deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan, and a staff tour in the Pentagon. Matt Strohmeyer, active duty 06 Air Force F-15E and T-38 instructor pilot who directs the Global Information Dominance Experiments to deliver all domain command and control. Mike Berry, former active duty Marine, reserve now. Lawyer, Executive Director for America First Policy Institute's Center for Litigation. Joe Kent, retired Army Special Forces Chief Warrant Officer 3 with multiple combat deployments. Brad Gary, Navy SEAL Captain and recipient of the VADM James Bond Stockdale Award for Inspirational Leadership, a servant leader and truth advocate. Every American should pay attention to this list, as it represents real leaders who care about the country and Constitution over self-interest and institutions, Air Force veteran and spokeswoman for the group, Casey Dixon, said. For DoD, we have a list of humble, skilled patriots vetted by the rank and file ready to step in and help if called upon, and the specific jobs they should fill. No more establishment. Time to bring in people with no agenda other than supporting the agenda voted on by the people. Sincerely held, at KCH Dixon, November 27, 2024. The group putting forward the names first came together as they fought against the Biden Pentagon's COVID vaccine mandate, which led to the involuntarily discharge of more than 8,000 troops and thousands more who chose to leave. Earlier this year, they drafted the Declaration of Military Accountability, which calls for holding senior military leaders accountable. They have also expanded their call for accountability to the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, government waste, and the DEI agenda. Representative of the group Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Carolyn Rocco said in a statement, "These 18 are the vanguard of over 200 grassroots nominations that are proven courageous public servants ready to restore the military. Each nominee carries unique professional qualifications and has demonstrated their dedication to duty." Air Force veteran Jordan Carr added, "The rank and file intend to recommend a powerful support team for the future SecDef, a team that he can count on to restore purpose, unity, and trust to our armed forces." The group said an additional list of hundreds more names is available upon request. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.